Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon, Melbourne. Good afternoon, Australia. And good day or evening to all our international listeners, too. I'm Helen Taylor. Welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. I'm here with you every Monday, 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia time, and Sunday, 11 p.m. Central Time, US and Canada, for conversations and stories to inspire you. This is the BBS Radio TV platform, and we're going live to about 190 plus outlets worldwide. Before I start the show, when I went live on this platform, I had some beautiful friends and family that sponsored some of my shows. And the sponsor for today's show is a gorgeous couple called Abraham and Mary Lee. They're some dear, dear friends of mine, and they have the biggest open hearts of anyone I've ever come across, and an open home. They're always there for everybody in the community and surrounds. So my love and my thanks to Abraham and Mary. Now let's get into it. Inspired Radio is all about change and getting uncomfortable and shaking up the status quo, because we're breaking free from limiting systems and embracing our infinite potential. My guests are here to tell their story, to reveal how they have overcome change and made better lives, not only for themselves, but for others as well. They're here to inspire you with their stories. This show itself embodies the spirit of love, respect, and compassion. And with that in mind, let me introduce today's guests. So today's guest, we're going to welcome the quiet powerhouse. I know you'll love that term, Mookie. The quiet powerhouse, Mookie, also known as Mukunda, a man who has travelled the seven seas, walked many of the lands on this great earth, including over 20,000 kilometres of Australia, or as he would call it, Terra Australis. And he did that in 2024 because he is spreading a vision of a new world and a new way of living. Along his journey, he's connected with influential thinkers and leaders like Santos Banacci, Romley Stewart, and Anna von Reitz. As a leading figure and coordinator within the Terra Australis States Assembly, Mookie has become a key voice in conversations around self-governance, natural law, and the land and soil jurisdiction of Terra Australis. He is a visionary and a devoted guide in the fast-growing grassroots movement, and he's here to share his journey and perspective with us today. Mookie, welcome.
G'day, Helen. Thank you very much for having me. And g'day, listeners all around the world.
Absolutely. Did you like that, though, quiet powerhouse?
Yeah. I don't see myself like that, but I'm very
I know, I know. But I had to think of why I wanted to call you that, right? And let me tell you, it describes your presence.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's really nice because powerhouse makes it sound like you're going to be loud and, you know, kind of, you know, full on, but it's not. You've just got this presence about you. So anyway, moving right along from psychoanalyzing, right?
Well, funny you mentioned that, because Santos has done my charts on many occasions, and he made it very clear that I have Scorpio in my communications house. You probably can't see that in my writings, but yeah, there you go.
So with the little I know about astrology, that might say depth, but I think it can also say darkness. No, I'm just kidding.
Who knows?
I'm just kidding. All right, so welcome. We've got a lot to get through in this show. I would really like to cover, you've got so, gosh, what a life. Where did it start? Where did this, here you are today, really establishing, very firmly establishing self-governance here in Terra Australis, or Australia as the rest of the world would know it. Where did it start for you?
Childhood.
Yep.
Childhood, without a doubt. I learned about this at school. I got a really good feeling that things were wrong. I didn't like school. I was asked, politely asked, to leave five different schools. So
Was this
yeah,
primary school or high school?
both. So yeah, I did the run, run of the mill of the school. I didn't like it from grade one, and it always amazed me that, I was told if I didn't go to school, I'd become a ward of the state. And
Wow.
then when I got to school, they'd make me stand there and put my hand on my heart and sing "We Are Young and Free." And I'm thinking, if we're young and free, well, why do I have to do something I don't want to do? That doesn't sound like freedom to me.
Isn't that interesting? I think that as children, we're all born as geniuses, aren't we?
Oh, well, yeah, I believe
In
we've all
respects.
got, I think there's a lot of good. What my grandmother used to say, there's plenty of good in the worst of us, and there's plenty of bad in the best of us, that it'll become of any of us to speak ill of the rest of us.
Oh,
And
what about
that's always gone through my life. I'm in religious to it, but I try and see the good in everyone.
But what I mean is, we are all born as geniuses. I look at children, and children can just see through the fabric of everything, which is what you were doing as a child.
Yes, well, I believe so, yeah. Just through 24 years of peripatetic lifestyle, I picked up a lot of vibrational energy that all came together, a big puzzle. So yeah, I've been on a journey, with my wife for at least 16 years, just pretty much 7 days a week the whole time, 14 to 18 hours a day, just unfolding all this fraud.
So, okay, you're questioning and challenging everything as a child and even in high school years, so teenager, young man. How did that unfold for you?
I left school at 14 and I started chasing cows around paddocks up in the Northern Territory, a place called Daly Waters, around Daly Waters, Koala Station, and working on local stations around there. And then, in wet seasons, I started travelling around the country. I was going up to Darwin instead of coming back to Brisbane. I was, going across to Cairns, and then I was hitchhiking up and down the East Coast. I've hitchhiked up and down the East Coast from Brizzy, at least, to Cairns, 20 odd times,
So,
backwards and forwards.
I mean, that's a life of just avoiding the systems there, isn't it?
So yeah, I've done a lot of travel around this country, and I've been around it several times, and learned a lot of lessons. Everyone's got something to teach, good and bad. That you learn something out of every interaction. So.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do. So, how do you think that living on the land and traveling around the land was preparing you for the last 16 years?
Well, at around 27, I just knew it was really corrupt. This country was so corrupt, and I didn't want to be here anymore. So I left the country, and went to Britain. I started traveling around Britain and or Europe, through Europe, and then ended up buying a boat in Belfast and sailing halfway around the world. So yeah, it's another story. But the people I met when I was sailing too, because you're in a community that they're out in a boat. A lot of them are doing the same as I'm doing. They're jack of the system. It's bollocks. And at least they feel a lot more free when they're out in a boat and they don't have to pay rent. They can drop an anchor. And that's boating's really exploded in recent decades. Because of that reason, you've got some really wise, critical thinkers living on the water. And it's a community all of its own. It doesn't matter where you go, which harbour, you always know one or two boats when you, because most boats are travelling the same direction around the world, so you're just travelling around the place and learning from each other and enjoying each other's companies. I've had a
And
wonderful
isn't
time.
it interesting, right? It's like attracts like. There really is something to that, isn't it?
I believe so. I believe so. Especially when I was in the Caribbean. I was in the Caribbean for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and where a lot of learning. But yeah, I knew 9/11 was an inside job within 12 months of it happening, and that really, really sped up my journey, my intellectual growth, because I was watching videos within 12 months of 9/11, like Loose Change and In Plain Sight, these old videos that really exposed 9/11 for what it was. And yeah, I just yeah, well, if that's fraud, what else is fraud? So
So,
We took a closer look.
yeah, I'm just listening, right, to how you were, how it was so obvious to you, right? So why was it more obvious to you than others? This is what I was thinking while I was listening to you. And I'm thinking, well, because if you're living in the city or the inner surrounds of the city, you are being bombarded with a whole heap of other information that you wouldn't get when you're out there living on the land or living out on a boat and whatnot. So you've got different information coming your way, haven't you? As somebody who lives in the city as opposed to someone who doesn't live in the city, you could clearly see what was going on, but people who are living in the cities and watching and observing a whole heap of different information, they couldn't see.
Without a doubt. And again, because you're traveling all the time and meeting different sailors, different opinions,
Right.
different outlooks on, perspectives, totally different.
That's
And
it.
also too,
Yep.
I was a relatively poor sailor, so no TVs or anything silly like that. So we'd just read books and it wouldn't matter. And you get bags and bags of books and you just read. I've read hundreds and hundreds of books, and most of them I would never have picked up in a million years. But when you're on an anchorage with no other entertainment other than swimming and going on different islands and prospecting and just discovering new things, you're reading books and you end up with a lot of books again that you wouldn't ever read. But because you're just trading books with other boats, it's a big thing. As soon as you drop an anchor, you fill your bags full of books, and you're going around the harbour. You're on a book swap, book swap, and you end up with all these obscure books, and they all give you something.
Well,
They all give you
you said before,
something amazing.
you said everybody around you had different outlooks. I mean, that's hugely important, isn't it? Because when you're living in your suburban house, in your suburban street, you only get really the outlooks of, a finite amount of people around you, don't you? And then you go and you go out onto the high seas or, onto the oceans and stuff, your horizon for learning and your horizon for connecting just broadens with that horizon.
Massively, massively. I've sailed into 36 different countries, so you get all the different cultures. So it's not just English-speaking cultures you're having banter with. A lot of Spanish and Portuguese cultures I've mingled and socialized and lived with. It's not like a 2-week holiday. You're actually living in their town or their port, so you get to know different locals and different restaurants become your favorite, that sort of thing. Wonderful experience. I'm going back to sea soon with my wife.
Good.
We're
And
going back to sea.
I think we've just inspired a whole heap of other people to do the
Oh, it's the only way to live, you ask me. 10 years on
same.
the water, and I'm very much ready to go back
Fantastic.
to sea.
Fantastic. So, all right, so the sea called you, and then what happened?
I got back to Australia about 6 or 17 years ago, 17, 18 years ago. Straight back to work and found my wife. Well, she found me online, and I had a break. I actually had an incident at work where I split my calf muscle in half. So I was laid up for, I don't know, a good few months, 3 or 4 months. And that gave me time to get on the computer. And that's where my wife found me. And that's where I started researching all the stuff, because I literally got back into the country and I was back at work the next day. And I was working my bollocks off, and I didn't have time to scratch myself. So, I couldn't research the stuff for all that stuff that I'd learned from all the other sailors while I was sailing for 10 years. So I had this incident, I had this accident, and that put me on my back. And I had a computer put in front of me, and I started researching all the stuff I'd learned, and it just got deeper and deeper and deeper. So that started, 20 years ago.
I gotcha. And
Nearly 2017, 18 years ago.
you said right at the beginning, you talked about energy and frequency, right? And I'm listening to you now. I mean, I'm not talking about God or creator or universe, but did any of those things get you sitting on your butt and having to stop?
But perhaps I was I was extremely fatigued, and that's why the accident happened. It was just
Had to stop.
I was forced to stop and put my feet up, and that was that. That few months in my life that really changed everything.
Okay, so up until that point, you'd traveled the world, as I said, on the seven seas or the land, and met a huge horizon worth of people and information and experiences. But the whole way around, it was still burning in your mind that this world isn't what it looks like or what it says it is. Is what were you really questioning?
Again, it all started with 9/11, and really researching it. And pretty much anyone who's got the slightest bit of consciousness realized, who did 9/11 and where that all came from. And it was just a big show. It was a big literally theater that brought us all the way. I followed it closely, and I realized, well, this is heading toward the bankruptcy. This is all about finances. And it came to the bankruptcy in on April 20, 2020, when oil plummeted to minus $38 a barrel, 1 month after they announced the pandemic. And I was screaming to all my family and friends, and they weren't listening. No one was listening. The more I pointed out, the more I lost friends and family. It's quite a familiar thing in
Now,
the alternative, awakened community, because we're vibrating at a much higher level. It's just the way it is. So I watched this bankruptcy go down 1 month after they announced the pandemic, where the whole world's locked down for 4 years. I'm like, why would you? How does locking us down, and how does this affect the bankruptcy? And then just more and more research and realizing. They're paying off their massive $240 trillion debt with cashing in the birth certificate of state trust,
Hang on,
the death certificate.
can we go back a step? Can we go back a step? So you've launched into bankruptcy, you've launched into, you knew this pandemic was coming.
Oh yeah, for a long time. Oh, I
So,
didn't know how I was going to do it. I knew something big was on its way, massive.
yes, but
And
how did
so.
you know?
Well, just right. Okay, many years of listening to David Icke, many years of listening to Alex Jones, many years of listening to all these alternative. Again, we had Santos living with us for 4 years, so we just learned. I learned so much from so many beautiful souls all around the world who are leaders in what they do,
And
and
that's the step that I think we've missed. So, firstly, have you got something that you're clicking there? You've got like something that you're playing with because I'm hearing this.
Sorry, yes.
That's all right. I was going to get a piece of paper, and write "Stop it" and put it up, but I thought, oh, look, this is live radio. Let's just say it out loud, right? Thank you. Can we just go back a step because we've missed a step there, right? Because you learned a lot of stuff from traveling the world and having conversations and reading, but you met people. You met Santos Bonacci. You met Romney Stewart. You met Anna von Wright. Can you tell me how they helped as well? I mean, there's no mistakes in this world as far as I'm concerned. There's a reason why you connected with those people, right? So who did we start with?
Oh, I'll start, I guess, with Santos. Santos was getting some heavy media coverage down in Vikhdanistan. So when I saw him getting all that trouble in Vico, we invited him up to live with us, and because we live on in paradise, we're very fortunate to be living where we live. And excuse me, so he came and lived with us, and he was here for 4 years. And what cemented the start of TASA is that all that heat that he was getting down in Victoria ended up coming here, and the police came with a brutal, insane raid and
They
raided us
followed
at 4 o'clock
him.
in the morning to get Santos.
Right.
So they came at 4 a.m. with machine guns and balaclavas and flashbang grenades, and they just make creating thousands of dollars worth of damage.
We're talking about Queensland. We're talking about Queensland in Australia, aren't we?
Queensland on Terra Australis.
Well,
Yes,
no,
it's
I'm talking for the rest of the world out there, all right?
no,
We'll get them saying Terra Australis by the time we finish this show, okay? But yeah, so
once they know what the definition of Australia is.
I'm saying that this man who was causing, well, he was asking questions and challenging the system in Victoria, right? And then he comes up to Queensland and he's staying with you, and the police follow him, and not only follow him, but I mean, do a raid on you guys, a really fully fledged raid.
Very violent raid, extremely violent raid. It was a totally unnecessary thing to do, and they got very little out of it. They got nothing out of it, pretty much, except they abducted myself and they abducted Santos. So, and I knew it was illegal to use a legal name. Well and truly, by that stage, and it is actually illegal to use a legal name because you're using intellectual property that doesn't belong to us. So when you go deep into your research, people will scoff, no doubt, but when you go deep into your research, that's how the enslavement system works. We're deceived into using the legal name willingly, and it's all intellectual property. So it goes right back to the Bible. Persons will commit perjury because they ask you, "Are you Mr. So-and-so?" And you put your hand up and go, "Yes, I'm Mr. So-and-so." Well, you've just defined yourself as intellectual property belonging to the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, and for people who are listening out there, the entities that you're being addressed by with the corporate system is not who you are. There's certainly two different things going on there. And for me, I like to just define it by two different jurisdictions. They got theirs, I got mine. Yeah, you got yours.
It's a straw man. Yeah, it's getting out there now, thankfully. But at the time, like 10 years ago, this is it's very fresh information for a lot of people. So.
Absolutely. And that's a really good point, right? Because this has moved fast, even though it hasn't felt that fast for someone like you. When you look at it and think that that was only 10 years ago, this is moving fast, the changes, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of hot water for these guys because they ripped our home apart and they couldn't find anything with my name on it. No birth certificate, no driver's license, no bank cards, no nothing. So this is called press ganging and unlawful conversion. These are capital crimes. So they press gang me into their jurisdiction. They forced me to force me against my will because I knew it was all fraud, and it's fraud to aid and abet and conceal fraud. So I wouldn't use the name. So they kidnapped me and forced me, put me in jail. With nothing, for nothing, it's not as though I had any outstanding warrants or anything like that. I just wouldn't use that name. So they kidnapped me or abducted me, put me in a very, very violent unit in the prison system. And until I gave in, and I was forced to use their intellectual legal name properly against my will, well, through threat of death, they're trying to kill me. So I was there for 40 days.
It's incredible
And,
about proportion, isn't it? Like, because you just won't say who you are or who they want you to say, it's completely out of proportion as to what what they did.
well, if you want to get to the nitty and gritty, they literally smashed our door with ski masks on, and my wife and I are laying naked on the floor with totally terrified, and they're pointing guns to
Holy cow.
our head. And one of them smashed me with the rifle and says, "What's your name? What's your name?" And I was using the pseudonym Macca at the time, and he smashes me with the rifle again, and he screams, "What's your real name? What's your real name?" Which I replied, "Is it your intent to commit personage, fraud, and joinder and false first nation by asking for a legal name, offering a legal name, or asking for a driver's license here today?" And all of a sudden, all the noise stopped. Nobody was screaming, yelling. It's all recorded. Everything's on record. You are now press ganging me into a foreign jurisdiction. You are now in the midst of unlawful conversion, inland piracy, personage, and they're taken to court, barratry. These are all together, they're all capital crimes. These are capital crime. And I've been told that I'm, well, where my wife and I are owed millions and millions in compensation, but we don't want millions and millions of promissory notes in a usufruct system where we buy things and they own them anyway. Why would we want that? We want proper remedy.
Well,
real remedy. Yeah. We want them to sit in front of a jury of our peers, and let's see what the peers think about that sort of behaviour. Let's see what our peers. History has shown our peers don't really like that sort of stuff, and it doesn't end up well for these sorts of tyrants. So let's see how the remedy unfolds. I don't call for anything. They've done what they've done, and their capital crimes. Nobody's forcing them to commit these crimes. They're doing them on a daily basis. They go out and do that all day, every day. That's their job, and it's pretty heinous stuff. So let's see what the community has to say about it, in a real court of law.
That's shocking stuff. And what I want to say, though, to you and Judgy at this point in time is thank you. Thank you. Our deep, sincere gratitude, because a situation as brutal as that, even though it was as brutal as that, you were breaking the chains, weren't you? You were breaking the chains.
Well, that started TASA. That was definitely the linchpin.
Yes. Yeah, it's like fabulous.
These guys in a kangaroo court, these guys need to go to a real court, and we haven't got one. That's why the committee's crazy. They all can get over it. Get the real court, and again, let's see what the unions say about some villains. Yeah, they can do it.
I'm just starting to lose you a bit. It's just the connection, I think, that we've got here, but let's persevere and let's move on from that. So Judge Anna, yeah. Anna von Wright, how did she come into the picture for you?
I was, about 12 years ago, I was researching the word personage in all the different stuff. Yeah, I'm going through law books. I'm working at all these different, or comprehending all these new words, legalese, trying to work out the legalese between English and legalese. And I was researching personage. And that brought me to a document called The Nut Is Cracked. Now, if you've been on Judge Anna von Wright's website,
yep,
you'll know that there's nearly 6,000 writings on her blog now. But I found her right at the very start of it all. And the second writing in there, the second or third writing at the time, it's second now, is an article called The Nut Is Cracked. And to this day, I've been reading Anna's work daily for 12 years. And to this day, I still believe that's the best article that she's ever written.
Why? What's it about? What's it about for the layperson?
It basically, if the people listening to this podcast, they put their wallets and purses on the table and pull all their different cards out, Medicare cards, the driver's license, bank cards, different bank cards, whatever it is, even library cards, and spread them all out. They'll see that same name, but if they're paying close attention, they'll realize they're not the name. Well, only things have names. Living man used an appellation. So they're called naming conventions. And naming conventions are for the naming of things. So they look at each card and it'll be the same name, but each time it'll be differently formatted or formatted differently. It'll be upper and lower case and all uppercase, all these different formats. And they're all different corporations that are attached to you like ticks or leeches. And you're giving life to these different corporations and they're sucking out of your birth certificate estate trust. They're just leeches through the course of your life and they just suck you dry as you're getting older until you've got dementia and then they steal your house and put you in a nursing home. That's the long and the short of it.
And they being the systems?
Whole system. All roads lead to Rome. It's all a military. It's a Roman Vatican military. It's called the Babylon Infantry. It really is. It's all about babies and infants.
When you say that really fast, it's Babylon, isn't it?
Yes. Babylon infantry. It's all about babies and children because that's where it starts. It starts in the hospitals, which is military. The hospitals are military. They're actually known as the hospitallers. Very, very well known. And it's a religious military, and that's why they have a surgeon general. This is why nurses run around all day long following a doctor's orders in the different wards. And if you're sick of being patient while they practice, you've got to get yourself a discharge. It is totally military. And if I break an arm or a leg, don't get me wrong, I'm very appreciative of doctors and nurses with emergency care. As far as diseases and all that sort of stuff is concerned, you won't get me anywhere near a hospital.
But in a
It's
snapshot, what you're saying is that from when we're an infant, from when we're born, there are various corporate identities created about us that are not us. And then
Correct, correct.
those corporate identities that are not us are going out into the world under the guise of a library card and a Medicare card and a car registration and a tax file number and all those sorts of things.
Because these estate trusts are insanely lucrative, insanely lucrative. So once people work out the word person, the legal word person, what it means corporation. Okay, so they define us as things in corporations. So once you realize that a person in law means corporation, and every like, if a Commonwealth country, for example, every single person is entitled to their share of the common
Well,
wealth. Yeah, so all the iron ore, coal seam gas, uranium that's going overseas, it's, and the tangible wealth is coming back to the bean counters in Canberra. They total it each week or month or whatever it is, and then they divide it by 26 million Australian persons, and it's floated on the US stock exchange. These estate trusts are worth in the billions for one person. For one person, they're worth into the billions of dollars. So they literally have a vested financial interest in our demise.
And
So again, they.
I hope everybody's getting this, right? It's like while you're all out there working really hard and you're trying and trying and doing the best that you can, you're paying money to all these different entities or what you think are entities, which are just registered corporate parts of or extensions of yourself. You're feeding that with money, and that money's just going up the line.
Well, this is the thing. We're not working with money. We're working with promises of wealth,
Well,
because
yes, that's
we're literally all the Unidroit corporations. So China is a Unidroit corporation, Brazil's, Africa, US, Australia. They're all Unidroit corporations. So consider them an overlay of our land and soil, and consider them casinos. Okay, so while you're in a casino, money's no good to you, so they give you chips, casino chips. Well, that's all fiat currency is. They're casino chips, and we can only spend them in our casino. So if we go overseas to another casino, we've got to use their casino chips. They're worthless. They're
Yes,
worthless. So again,
that's a good way
these.
to explain it.
Yeah,
You know,
these. Right,
can I
sorry.
just say something there? I've worked in law for 30, God knows, 30 something years, right? I worked in debt recovery and all sort and insurance and conveyancing, those sorts of things. But I remember as a clerk sitting there in the office one day, and one of the lawyers got me to type up a bill. And I was typing up that bill and I had a light bulb moment. And I turned around and I looked at him. I said, "This is just made up." And he stopped. He didn't know what to say. And I said it again, "This is just made up. I'm just making it up, a bill for $1,000." And he looked at me like he'd never thought of it before and he said, "Yeah. Here it is." But I said to him, "The problem is that if somebody doesn't pay this bill for $1,000, then you're going to take them to court. And then you're going to make it go further and further and further into the court system until, like if they don't pay up, they're going to end up having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. So just based on one piece of paper that is made up, lives could be ruined."
And they are being ruined on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because we're giving lives, we're constantly misaddressing. They're using the windowed envelopes. It's known as a window of opportunity. The reason is they're uttering fraudulent documents through the post. So they use a windowed envelope because they're using dog Latin. That's what Romney is. Dog Latin is literally defined as a language similar to English. It's a debased Latin similar to English, used on the English grammatical scale to deceive illiterate persons. So we peek through the window like a peeking Tom and go, oh, that's me. We're an illiterate person. It's all in all uppercase. They didn't teach us to write in uppercase.
Well,
So we say, oh, it's all in uppercase. Oh,
illiterate.
that's me. So you open up
Can I ask a question?
person.
Can I ask a question? Illiterate just means that you don't know any better. Is that right? Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. So you're peeping through the window and you see there's all caps, they're symbols. They're not letters, they're symbols. It's sign language. That's why graphic designers use it, and you're buying something organic when it's all caps. It says all caps, organic. Well, that's just a symbol. It's not a word. So we buy all this organic stuff in all caps, and it's not organic at all.
So
Yeah,
that's
because you're an illiterate person, That's the thing. So you're peeping through a window. You've misaddressed with misaddressed correspondence, and they deceive you to open it up, and that bill is already paid. They take that money out of your estate trust. It's already paid. Now they want you to pay again. It's a pagan cult. They get you to pay for a second time, and the second time you're paying with one of their tokens that they printed out. So the tokens aren't, when they say, oh, that taxpayers are paying for them to go to prison. No, that's not how it works. So these tokens of wealth, like they've been printing for the last 6 years, because they literally went bankrupt on April 20, 2020, when oil plummeted to -$38 a barrel. Think petrodollar. And there's been a man behind the curtain printing the money ever since, and we keep on spending them in the middle of a, let's not fool around, let's not beat around the bush, in the middle of a genocide. Because they're cashing in the birth certificate estate trust. And they can't cash in those birth certificate estate trusts without a death certificate. It's as simple as that. And they reset. So if you look up Webster Dictionary 1828, look up the word reset, it literally means to harbour outlaws and criminals under Scots law, where they got the saying, he got away scot free. So World War I was a reset, World War II was a reset, and the slaves die on the battlefield and they cash in their estate trusts, and the corporations keep on trading.
So there's really a machine out there that has been chugging away for centuries, and most people have been oblivious to it.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. So,
Without a doubt. And
all
it's
right. So
just created.
you started putting pieces together. You connected with Judge Anna then as well. So how did that start here in Australia?
Well, it took my wife and I, we were watching the reconveyance process. So basically, Arno had worked out all the fraud, or the majority of the fraud, well, started working out 40, nearly 50 years ago. And has been on a journey of chasing it all the way back to 1776. They had their legitimate government for 10 years, 8 to 10 years. And they usurped through grammatical fraud by the Freemasons. So the Freemasons started using the all caps and changing, lettering from the United States of America to the United States of America.
So
So
from
that was
capital
legitimate. That
case.
one's now, this one's now a corporation. They registered the corporation and off they go. So they started through all the presidents of the corporation, just bringing it into the corporate realm straight from Britain. So they lost the kinetic, sorry, they won the kinetic battle against the Brits, but lost the intellectual battle for the last 160 years. But now it's all on the table. It's very much on the table.
And all of this is explained is in Anna's book that
Without a doubt. Very, very well. Well, again, at that time, 12 years ago, Anna, back in 2014, released an affidavit called You Know Something Is Wrong When.
Yes.
I could probably organize a copy.
You've just
So it's an affidavit. She's written it like a coloring in book.
Yep. It's very simple. It's very simple to read. I've read it myself. Yes.
It's a fantastic book. It's a
Yes.
fantastic book. So,
I just want to
yes.
let people know out there because you've given them bits and pieces of the journey, right? And
Yeah.
if people want a broader picture of why this has happened and how it's happened, it's really set out very, very well in her book, isn't it? Yes.
That's the book. You know something is wrong when.
Yes.
It's an affidavit. A copy was given to every world leader. And there's the back of it. I guess, yeah. A copy was given to every world leader back in 2014. I purchased a copy. I've since purchased thousands of them
Yes.
because they read like a coloring in book. You know, lots of big pictures. The
Yes.
words, big writing. It's not intimidating. It's just there to what should I say? It's meant designed to be easy read for the layman,
Keep it simple.
and
To
keep
keep it simple.
it simple. You
Yeah.
know, it's a law book, but it's not.
Yes.
It's a coloring in book for adults that can work out the fraud. You know, that are spinning on the hamster wheel, and you know, we know we've gone from the 70s when there's one wage paying off a house, and you know. There's a lot of togetherness to where we are today, where there's usually there's more division,
Yes.
and you might have mum and dad on a hamster wheel doing 14 hours a day, and nobody's looking after the offspring when they get home.
Well, that's why
But
she made the book easy to read, though, too, because those people that are working all those hours with young families and everything else, they've got no more brain power left for thinking anything
they're,
out.
yeah, they're spent, and it's all by design. So we
Yes.
read that, you know, 12 something years ago, and yeah, that all made sense because it's an affidavit, and in page 169, they've got a lien over the Australia Corporation, and it all that made so much sense. On that, yeah, it was, look out, you buggers! I didn't
Oh,
take it
oh
back,
my
and more,
God. It's
yeah,
nearly left him speechless.
It's we haven't taken a backward step in 12 years. Put it that way. They've really spent a lot of money trying to intimidate us. And it hasn't worked. The more they try to intimidate us, the more we knew we were over the target, and we had to keep on going.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So you've brought what was firstly created and started in America, you brought it here to Australia, and now.
Was a reverse engineer. So, you know, they did the fraud there, and it was the Brits, and we were brought here by the Brits,
Yes, we were.
and, you know, and that's where we got the definition of Australia. They couldn't claim this land because it was already inhabited. So, you know, then we found out the definition, thanks to Romney Stewart, the definition of Australia, Acts
Please tell
Interpretation Act.
everybody, please.
Acts Interpretation Act 1901, Section 2B, Australia includes Norfolk Island, Christmas Island, Cocos Island, and Keeling Island, and includes no further territory. So they set up their corporations there on the islands off the coast. They brought the slaves to the mainland here, and they've been deceiving us ever since.
Yes. Yep.
So, and it's caused nothing but mayhem, sadness, and bloodshed ever since. So, we need to raise that vibrational energy through the roof. It's been
We
right
do.
down.
We do. So, what is on offer then for people who are listening today, people who are looking for something, for, you know, here in Australia or Terra Australis, let's just start calling it that now.
Oh, yeah.
Available. Why? What's Terra? What's TASA providing or offering to people?
Okay, well, back in June and July, we announced our Declaration of Independence, Declaration of Peace, and that has been officially recognised by the Americans. The Anna von Reitz has addressed the Pope, the Pentagon, the Crown Corp, Russia, notified the world that they recognise us as legitimate governments.
Yes.
We now have 63 assemblies around the country, so there's
63. Wow.
rest assured there's an assembly near you. So we do a lot of our work on Telegram or a network on Telegram. We have 12 websites. We're working with the Peacekeeping Task Force. There's a Peacekeeping Task Force that the police and the military, former police and former military, are joining. which is wonderful to see, and they're doing a great job. And they're working alongside the American Peacekeeping Task Force, which is protecting the American assemblies. They have all 50 states up and running.
Yep.
And as we're discussing before you press the record button, Anna von Reitz is, and the Living Law Firm and the American State Nationals are now running America as of the 17th of November, 2025. They're in charge.
Can we just hang on? I just want to do a drum roll off, and it, I just want to get people listening to that bit. Can you say that again for me, please?
It's massive. So as of the 17th of November, 2025, Judge Anna von Reitz and the American State Nationals are in complete control of America, and that's come down through the world courts.
Through the world courts.
So the police and the military start their training as of next week. So they're all going to be retrained. So over the next couple of months, the world's going to see massive changes. And that's because they're occupying corporations. You know, some people call them countries, but they're really corporations all around the world. So they've got thousands of troops in Canada, thousands of troops here on Terra Australis. They've got thousands of troops all around the world. There's 300-odd military bases all around the world. And that's where this affidavit, this book came in, because it lists the countries, even Japan's in there. It lists all the countries that they put a massive lien over. So Australia Corporation has a massive multi-trillion-dollar lien over it. So they're busting bankrupt.
Well, we've been sold out. Everything's been sold out, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So, but it's been sold out to Australia. So the longer people take to snap out of it,
yep.
You know, they're watching their country being sold out, but they're claiming Australia too. So once we realise, hey, why don't we stop claiming Australia, let's start claiming Terra Australis and start asking these different corporations, how can you say you bought that when you say you bought, you know, this property in Australia? Well, this isn't Australia. Here's Australia. Give them the law book. And go
have a look at that definition. Yep.
Fraud exposed is null and void, nunc pro tunc. So once the fraud is exposed and the Australia Corporation has been fully notified well before the bankruptcy in 2020, so they've got no comeback. They're in a lot of trouble because these are all war crimes that are being committed.
So essentially worldwide is bankrupt. Worldwide has...
Yep, every single corporation in the world is trading whilst insolvent. And we're working with assemblies all around the world. So we're working with countries in Romania, Germany, Spain, Italy, Scotland, England, Ireland, Wales, South Africa, you name it. And we have been for years now. We meet up every week and we're all building our assemblies around the world under the Unborn Rights and the Living Law Firm model. Because the same fraud that happened to them has happened to us.
Yes.
So it only makes sense that we unite internationally, let alone nationally, and get this world back on track, because we are headed for a dystopian future if we don't.
And what do you say to people? Because, you know, it's only if you are, I mean, we talked earlier about like attracts like, you know, you hit the seven seas and you started, you know, connecting with other sailors and other people, boat enthusiasts and different people around the world. There are people out there that this may be new to, or they may be standing on the edge and you know, wanting to be a part of something new. You are building a new world. Aren't we?
Aren't we? I was about to say that. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, it's not about the messenger. It's about the message. We're very much looking forward to stepping back and watching everyone join these assemblies, which are, it's happening rapidly. Like, it's the exponential growth. As I said, 12 websites. Just here alone, we're now currently working. We've got an awesome IT team. They're working on the International Assembly website and also for security. Things are just going mayhem. We've had the newspaper running for the last 12 months. Yeah, tens of thousands of newspapers getting around the country.
And which is
it's
why,
all about education.
And which is why we're now going live on radio to get it out there to even greater parts of the world, right? Because
Without a doubt.
it's time that people understood the truth of the world that we've all been a part of, how corrupt and how just evil, some of it, not all of it, of course, but how corrupt and self-serving that whole system was for a certain few, not for the many. And now that that's collapsing and is bankrupt, there are options and there are other people setting up a new world.
Without a doubt, and all around the world. So it doesn't matter where you're from,
Yes.
there's likely to be an assembly forming in your country.
Yes.
And encourage you to maybe get on Telegram, and we'll throw, hopefully, you can throw a few links and Telegram link assemblies
I'm going to
and
ask
start joining
you.
for worldwide international.
I'm going to ask you, Mookie, can you go off camera at the moment because I'm losing the sound of you, and I don't want people. Thank you, because that'll be better. So. There's a website, right? And I'll tell everybody that it is tassanationals.net. Are you there?
Yep, absolutely. Tessa National.net, and you've got a full array or gamut of Telegram pages.
Yes.
Telegram's going crazy.
But on that website, tassanational.net, there's a map. There's a map, and that map can you can find yourself. We're talking to other people in the world here, and people here in Terra Australis. You can find different groups and different locations there, which is a really cool tool, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, the website is again, that's gone ahead in leaps and bounds thanks to our awesome IT team.
Yes, it has.
So yes, it's an evolution.
Yep, and the whole world, I'm looking at it now, the whole world's on that map, so you'll be able to find yourself no matter where you are. So tell me, I mean, this has really happened so fast. I remember during the lockdowns and things, talking to lots and lots of people, they had a vision for the future, and people couldn't see far past having some land and growing their own veggies. That's about as far as people could think because they were just so traumatized and stressed out from lockdowns and everything else. Tell me what the future looks like now for anybody that's a part of Terra Australis and anyone that is reconveying back to being a man or a woman of the land. What does the future look like for them?
The living souls, because I prefer to use living souls a lot of the time because there's more deceitful legalese even around the word man.
Okay.
So living souls, that's what how the royalty define themselves as living soul. So for all the living souls around planet Earth, that through ANA and the Living Law Firm, they've repatriated trillions and trillions of dollars. So they've taken the fraud back 160 years. And because as I was talking about these the notes that we get, this fiat currency, they're casino tokens, right?
Right.
So the debt hasn't been paid. That's why we all know about the national debt. Nobody ever knows about the national credit. And the thing is, they don't want us to know about the national credit because we, the people, the living souls, make up the national credit. That's
So
what their cash.
there is a national credit.
They're bloody right there is. So they are, that's why they're killing us because they want to cash in those estate trusts. We are the credit. And they never tell us about the credit. They always tell us about the national debt. And they don't tell us what their plan is to pay it off.
Right.
Yeah. Well, just think COVID
Yeah.
and think long and hard about that. They're cashing in their slaves. And let me just share this with you. So, Australian law book. Elements of Roman Law. It's called Elements of Roman Law, printed in 1946. Quote, rights of masters over slaves. Slavery implies complete disability, personal and proprietary. The master can exercise over the slave the power of life and death. Everything acquired by the slave is acquired for the master. A rule formally qualified when the slave is held in usufruct. So it goes back to the story of Adam and Eve. Usufruct literally means to use the fruit. So if you're using the poisonous fruit of the birth certificate estate trust to identify yourself, they're identifying you as a dead corporate fiction. And that's how it works. It is the story of Adam and Eve. It's the story of Cole's New World.
Yep.
It's the story of Apple computers. And what's on the back of an Apple computer?
That bitten apple.
It's a bitten apple, not just an apple. It's got a bite taken out of it. It's rubbing usufruct in our faces, and we're not picking up on it. So they're cashing us in. Now, a little bit more to that quote. Was the Roman slave a thing or a person? The answer is he was both.
Yes.
He could be owned, and as such is a res, R-E-S. Res is Latin meaning thing. So we go around defining ourselves as residents. And that's I live in that residence, and I'm a resident. And the nurses become residents, and resident nurse, and resident doctors, residents, residents. Gotcha. We're defining ourselves as things belonging to the corporations.
So the bottom line is, Mookie, that we haven't come far from Rome, have we? We haven't come very far at all.
No, all roads lead to Rome. Rome wasn't built in a day. And when in Rome, do what the Romans do. This is why they say, pay unto Caesar what is owed to Caesar. Because if you're in usufruct, it doesn't matter how much you fight them, you're working them in their system, using their intellectual property, you will never, ever win. And even if you do, and they give you a big cash payout, they're promissory notes. So then you go and buy a house with it, and it's a registered property. You don't own the property. Anything in usufruct, anything that you use that identification for to purchase, you don't own.
Yeah. So we're still under Rome. We're being used. They've been sucking the life out of us through creating different trusts for centuries. Now that they're messing those up and they're going bankrupt themselves, the only way they can recoup is to kill off a whole heap of people and declare them deceased so that they can claim those trusts.
Yep.
Got
That's the long and the short of it.
We've got 30 seconds to go. So tell me, what does the future look like?
The GFG, there's funds coming for everyone who reconveys to their land, their homelands. It's going to be for everyone around the world. So, but you have to reconvey back to the land and soil jurisdiction and get out of the sea jurisdiction, Admiralty Maritime.
And that's getting back your prepaid credit. It's getting back the funds that have been stolen off everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mookie. It's been a pleasure. We've been around the world and back. And thank you once again. Thank you so much, Mookie.
Pleasure, love. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You've been listening to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor live on BBS Radio TV. Join us every Monday at 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia, AEDT time, for more stories and conversations that will change your world.